Hello. Are you all here for the Springfield Museum of Art talk today?
I am.
Fantastic.
About 30 people have gathered in the main room of this modest house, waiting for a tour of the Hartman Rock Garden, being led by Mark Chepp, a local folk art collector.
Okay, I'm sort of going to pick and choose here out of the guide, and you can follow along. This is where it all began. This is the beginning of the hobby going wild, as I said. Ben was a pacifist, and as you go through the garden and start getting involved in looking at it, you see basically social commentary that comes through in a number of the objects.
It was the Great Depression. Ben Hartman, like many others, had lost his job. He began looking for a project to occupy his time, and that's when he started collecting rocks. After 8 years and a lot of coffee, his backyard became a shrine that expressed his personal views on family, religion, and patriotism. The centerpiece of the rock garden is the Tree of Life, which is a common folk art form.
It's a cactus, basically. The center stalk of the cactus is the patriotism, the history. And then the two arms, again, repeating the theme we saw over there, school and church on each of the arms, the linchpins of American society as Ben saw them, and then two doves of peace on the one arm coming out by the church.
Ben harvested the materials for his creations from the stream that ran behind his property, rubbish piles, and donations from friends and visitors. He was also known to send his kids out with buckets after the streets had been freshly graveled to collect the rocks off the road.
We don't know how many stones or rock were used to build this. Ben always said about 20,000 to build the Tree of Life, so we start adding these all up. There were a lot of rocks.
When Ben passed away in 1944, his wife Mary took over caring for the rock garden. Their son, Ben Jr., eventually inherited the home, but not his father's passion, and the buildings fell into decay. After Ben Jr. died, the house and gardens went up for auction for $56,000. Let that sink in for a minute. For the price of a low-end luxury car, you could have bought a national folk art site. In an attempt to save her grandfather's legacy, Denise Hartman Kennedy, Ben Jr.'s daughter, contacted the Wisconsin-based Kohler Foundation. It's an art organization that's dedicated to preserving folk art sites. Yep, the Fawcett people are art conservationists, and they're pretty good at it, too. To the Kohler Foundation, Hartman's creations are more than just a roadside attraction. As Terry Yoho, executive director of the Kohler Foundation, explains.
In the art world, they're becoming more and more greatly appreciated and being recognized as not outsider art, but art environments that have been built through the passion of these men and women.
Restoring the Hartman Rock Garden was a lot of work. Every single piece needed repair, and some pieces were missing entirely. The Kohler Foundation provided both the professional expertise as well as the hundreds of thousands of dollars needed to restore the site. But the most important element in the restoration process is finding somebody to maintain the work.
We're really good at finding wonderful art. It's putting together the ultimate recipient, the caretaker for into the future, that really is difficult for us to do.
The relationship between the Kohler Foundation and the local community had some tension in the beginning. Ben's garden is a local landmark and a source of community pride.
At first, people are very wary of us because they feel such a strong ownership in what's there. Second and third generation people living in that same neighborhood, so they grew up with the Hartman Rock Garden.
The Kohler Foundation sent two art conservators to Springfield to begin the restoration process. Benjamin Kujawa and Shane Winters spent every day at the Rock Garden, cataloging the individual pieces and painstakingly restoring each of Ben's creations, rock by rock. Winters says it's not unusual for Midwesterners to be fiercely loyal to these folk art sites.
They didn't like us at first because they thought we were going to cut it apart and take it off somewhere. And people were kind of angry when they first came out, and we had to reassure people, no, it's staying in the community. We're not stealing this treasure.
And they were very supportive once they found out that we were restoring it.
People would drop by, bring us food or pictures, or we have videotapes of people going through the garden.
The Hartman Rock Garden relies on volunteers to landscape the garden and maintain the site. The organization gets by on as little as $10,000 a year to manage the house and gardens. So far, they've been able to keep up with the maintenance of the artwork and the occasional vandalism. Back at the Springfield Art Museum tour, I met husband and wife Barbara and Tony Pellers. I asked them how they knew about the rock garden.
It was early 90s that he brought me over because I'd never been here. I moved here when I was 8, and he asked me if I'd ever seen it. And I'm like, no, I've never even heard of it. And he said, well, we're going to go see it. And he brought me over.
Everybody that finds it, you know, they just love the place and comment.
For us, this is our piece of hometown that we wanted everybody else to experience. So they're getting to. So that makes us happy.
For WYSO Community Voices, I'm Renee Wild. Rock on.